Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, October 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Anxiety over inflation and interest rates push U.S. stocks lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down roughly 100 points, or 0.3%, to close at 30,424. The S&P 500 was down about 25 points, or 0.7%, and the Nasdaq finished down 92 points, or about 0.9%. Investors weighed a slew of earnings reports against the specter of persistent inflation and the potential effects of rising interest rates on the economy. Procter & Gamble shares rose 0.9%. The consumer goods giant said quarterly revenue rose 1% compared to a year ago, but lowered its projections for full-year sales due to the strong U.S. dollar and weaker consumer purchasing power. Ally Financial, a major consumer lender, fell 7.9% after it reported a drop in earnings and said it set aside more funds in reserve against potential loan losses. Oil prices edged higher. Brent crude was up 2.6% to $92.41 a barrel, despite President Biden saying he'll consider additional releases of U.S. strategic oil reserves with the aim of lowering prices. After the bell, Tesla reported a nearly $3.3 billion profit in the third quarter. That's just shy of the company's all-time record profit it recorded in the first quarter. But investors' attention is now focused on Tesla's ability to deliver the more than 1.4 million vehicles it needs to hit its 2022 target of boosting output by 50%. Tesla shares fell 3.7% after hours. And IBM said third quarter sales rose 6% on higher demand across its software, consulting, and infrastructure businesses. Big Blue shares rose 5% after hours. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.